Hi, friends. This is Lauren Jubilier, and this is January 14th, and I'm going to be sharing with you some of the major energy flows and patterns for 2018. My intention in sharing this with you is to help you sort of have a conscious appreciation and awareness of all of the shifting energies this year and how to utilize this information to best support your own process, and always want to kind of bring in the magic and the mystery of as above, so below, as within, so without. And the astrological language is a language that speaks directly to our souls and allows us to name and know energies that are available to us. And then how can we consciously participate with these energies? So my intention is also to not overwhelm you with too many facts and to give you just enough and to let you know that as we get closer to different astrological events in the year, I will highlight them in more depth than I'm going to do today. Today I'm going to give you sort of a taste. So I will begin actually a little bit before this new year. On December 17th, we had the planet of Saturn moving into Capricorn, where she will be for the next 2.5 years. And then over the course of the next month, really, well, the few days later, the Sun moved into Capricorn, and then Venus, and then Mercury. And as we move towards the new moon on January 16th, we have the Sun, Venus, Mercury, Saturn, and Pluto all conjunct the new moon in Capricorn. So if that feels like, oh my God, I'm already overwhelmed. You said you wouldn't overwhelm me. It's a little overwhelming. There's a lot of this Capricornian energy, which can sometimes overwhelm us with the feeling of there's too much to do. There's too much structures to be putting into place. And being a little overwhelmed and feeling not quite up to the task. But that's not the intent of it. So in my solstice audio, I talked a lot about the movement of Saturn into Capricorn. And so I don't want to spend a lot of time there. You can listen to that audio if you want lots of information about that. But I will simply say that Saturn shifts sign every 2.5 to 3 years. And shifting into Capricorn is where it likes to be in Capricorn. That's probably its favorite place. And that really supports us in setting up new structures and being able to really understand the reality around you without flinching. What are the consequences to the seeds that we've been planting as a culture, collectively, and then in your own life? You know, what are the seeds that you want to plant? What are the new structures that you want to grow? With Saturn in Capricorn, it makes all of that really possible. In the last 2.5 years, this energy of Saturn, which is, you know, Saturn is about bringing things into form, committing to something of lasting value, moving into alignment with what is most true for you, planting seeds, birthing our intent. Saturn is about doing, creating, taking responsibility for our lives and for our actions. And so if we've been planting good seeds, seeds where we Then when Saturn moves into Capricorn, it's like a real growth cycle in our life, a real manifestation process. And if we've been planting seeds that are sort of based on addiction and greed and, you know, unsustainable ways of being, we get to see the results of that as well. And we get to make conscious choices about making changes. So again, in December 17th, we had this shift, and this planet, Saturn, this Earth mama, this operating manual, let's bring in new structures kind of planet, past galactic center, which is like a portal of birthing all of the new energies that are desiring to be birthed at this time, at this huge shift, this huge the beginning of time and the end of time, this birth of a new dawn, the dawn of a new age. We have all been in the past 10 years been really electrified by a dismantling process and bringing in a lot of new frequencies, a lot of new energy, and a dismantling a lot of old and what hasn't worked. And many, many people have had a hard time feeling like their feet were on the ground and they had a sense of, here's where I'm going, here's what I'm doing, I've got my plan, I have a sense of it all. And with Saturn in Capricorn, there is much more energy to support the birth of something new in your life and in our culture that is sustainable, that makes sense, that is guided by wisdom, that is guided by elders. And so that's really good. And then we are also dealing with the consequences of the old operating manual that has not been based on that. And those consequences are going to be seen and felt by many, many more people. And the good news is we can heal what we can feel and what we can see. And when our frustration reaches a certain level, we make changes. And many, many people who have been sort of asleep are waking up to, gee, there's a change that needs to happen. I actually was watching TV this morning, and there was a commercial that came on, and I was astounded. It was, did you know that 1 hour of sunlight can power the Earth's electrical grids, all of them, for an entire year? And then it had a picture of a sun, and then it said, why aren't we doing that? It could be so easy. And then it was a commercial of, like, let's have an ecological revolution. And I was like, oh, my God, that is so amazing. I didn't know that 1 hour of sunlight could power the grid of the whole world. That's so awesome. And I do think we're going to see a lot more of the waking up to what's possible, that the new structures that we actually need are all really doable, and they're right on the precipice of being birthed in a very big way. And that's very exciting. And not to be in spiritual bypass, I also want to remind you that we're going to see more and more of what really needs to change and the consequences of our actions. In my podcast that I did at the solstice, I talked about really some of the energy that came in the 1500s, and that we're dealing with the consequences of being colonizers and being colonized, and the mindset that created, and we're unraveling that now because we have to, because the experience of that has been so extreme, which means that we are moving more into a consciousness of being connected to the reality that everything is alive, and the whole earth is blossoming with beauty, and our desire to merge with the earth and to understand what it means to be a new human and to manifest that, you know, there's awakening of that. And I want to talk about that later, in that this year the planet Uranus moves into Taurus, and that's what that's all about. But we'll get to that in a bit. So I want to talk to you about Tuesday, when you're probably going to be getting this email, or we have this new moon in Capricorn, and we have six planets at Capricorn. So it's this very strong kind of seed point for the structures that are being created now. And at the same time, sort of like, it's almost like, okay, we're starting now. You know, everything that's come before, you know, we're rebooting, and we're giving birth to something new now. And because Pluto and is in Capricorn, and Uranus is squaring that, it's going to be a big day, and a lot of energy for this new moon. And I would say it's important to kind of take care. And certainly the shadow of this for all of us is feeling overwhelmed and feeling like there's too much to do, too much to hold together, and feeling very judgmental towards oneself that you can't hold it all together. So I would say it's good to hold your intention for what you want to create, like a world in abundance for all, where we live in balance and harmony with one another. If you don't have it all together, your whole plan, it's okay. Sometimes Saturn and Capricorn can can beat you up a little bit about that. So we also have an eclipse cauldron coming starting on January 31st to February 15th. We had a pretty major eclipse this summer in August, and it was a total solar eclipse. You all know about this, and if you didn't listen to my podcast about it, it might be good if you have time to listen, because this eclipse that's coming up on January 31st is a lunar eclipse in Leo, a total lunar eclipse in Leo, January 31st. In last August, we had a total solar eclipse in Leo. And this coming summer, in August, again, we have another eclipse in Leo. So we have this theme. So last summer it was a total solar eclipse. This coming summer on August 11th, we have a partial solar eclipse in Leo. And January 31st, we have a total lunar eclipse in Leo. It will be visible on the West Coast at around 5:20 in the morning. One of the things that's important to realize about eclipses is they're like giant acupuncture sessions for everyone on the Earth, but particularly if the eclipse is touching your own blueprint, whether it affects your personal planets, but also what house it falls in is, you know, meaning that you're going to have a huge energetic realignment around that. So it's helpful to know through an astrological update, what houses do the eclipses fall in for you this year, and are they affecting any of your personal planets? So this lunar eclipse in Leo is further amplifying and moving forward what was started in August. Many, many people had huge downloads from Spirit. And also, think about what happens in an eclipse. So when you have a lunar eclipse, the reflection of the sun is the light of the moon that we see. And in a lunar eclipse, the earth is between the sun and the moon. So what we see during the eclipse is the earth's shadow reflected back at us. And so in an hour or two or however long the eclipse lasts, we also see all the phases of the moon. The earth, you know, we get a small shadow and then it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And the moon goes all dark and then it comes back again slowly. And so it condenses time and speeds things up and speeds up processes. And with Leo, it's all about, number one, leadership. Leadership, the shadow in leadership, the process of feeling. And this is a lunar eclipse, so it's all about the feelings around this, but also around your own connection to your inner authority and your ability to love yourself. And to be willing to show up with your unique brilliance and bring this into the world and shine this into the world in a really radical, radiant way, allowing your light to shine. And what an eclipse might do is it might bring up your fear around that, or your feeling of I'm not enough and I'm not ready. And what I would say to you is, ready or not, here you come. It's ready or not, it's time to show up. All hands on deck. We need everyone to show up in their lives right now. And this old story of I need to keep getting ready and I'm not ready and I'm not enough, that's what some of these eclipses are helping us to release. Because there is so much download happening at this time during the eclipses and really throughout the last couple of years and continuing of parts of our light bodies that really haven't fully engaged and been here are pouring in, and they are seeking during this year to find form. And the form that they want to find is, first of all, your body and your willingness. And you're just saying, yes, I'm here. I'm willing to do my part. I'm willing to bring my love, my compassion, my wisdom to whatever it is that I need to face in my life. And I'm willing to see that in others and allow them to show up in their fullness and awesomeness and light and brightness. And that's all I want to say about the eclipse. It tends to bring up a lot of emotion. It tends to be like a giant acupuncture session that shifts your energy so that something big can change. If the eclipse is directly on your chart, you will have a year to 3 years of very large changes in your life that are noticeable and concrete. February 15th, we're going to have a partial solar eclipse. So what we say is that January 31st to February 15th is this cauldron of transformation where it's almost like we're walking between the worlds and things are very porous and we're seeing a lot of our emotions and there's a lot of energy that's shifting in us and we're sensing a lot of changes and it's very important to be very intentional and slow yourself down and sit in meditation and invoke your own light during this time. So we have been in a giant wave of change really since Jupiter moved into Scorpio in October. And in October is when we started to have this wave of revelation around sexual misconduct. And wave after wave after wave. And Jupiter in Scorpio is going to be continuing as a theme throughout the year, and which is an embodiment of our divinity, an embodiment of our sensuality, embodiment of an empowered, really clear look at what we need to transform and the energy and ability to do it. And the willingness to shed what no longer serves us so that we can be birthed into new life, more aliveness, more truthfulness. And so to tell a new story around sexuality, both the story of what's been happening underneath the surface that people haven't been willing to talk about, but also a new story about being willing to experience more pleasure and open that gateway up. And that's going to be also reiterated when Uranus moves into Taurus in May, and we'll talk about that. So there's been this wave all the way from October really to now of truth-telling, you know, a lot of energy coming up to be exposed, to be transformed. It feels like wave after wave after wave that can be overwhelming, but there's also a lot of life in it. There's a lot of new life that's wanting to be birthed during this time, a lot of empowerment, particularly for the feminine. And so we have Pluto in Capricorn that's going to continue to bring up the shadow of all the structures in our world so that we can transform them. And we have Saturn in Capricorn. Those are two, so we have two Earth planets. And we have Uranus moving into Taurus in May, another Earth planet. So we have three major planets in the Earth signs. And then we have Neptune and Jupiter in water. So a lot of the themes for the year are earth and water. And this is very exciting because think about when you're planting your garden. You put a lot of fertile earth into it, you plant the seeds, and then you water them, and then they grow. And that's sort of the energy of this year is planting seeds. This new moon is about planting seeds. Saturn in Capricorn is about planting new seeds to create the new structures that are more sustainable and more vibrant and more empowered of the feminine being more empowered and more alive in the world and in our life. And then these seeds are growing and being watered by these water energies. And that's really awesome. And what we have throughout between now and the summertime is Neptune and Jupiter trining, which is a very beautiful, supportive energy around spirit inhabiting our world and the portals between the worlds really being open and our ability to imagine and to envision and to feel that support from all of the non-physical helpers in the world. It's a lot. I know it's a lot. So, you know, Jupiter trining Neptune is about expanding our intuition, our imagination, you know, our feelings of interconnection, our feelings of being connected to the spiritual realm, our felt sense that love is real and it's interspersed with everything. So that's really supportive. That's what's watering the seeds that we've planted. An incredible supportive energy coming in through our intuition and through spirit that we can really feel and we can make tangible. That's part of the new operating manual, is partnering with spirit and partnering with our own sort of higher aspect and bringing that more into the world and creating new structures. So this year we have 5 eclipses. Every year there are eclipses. And this year the theme is Leo and Aquarius. And so again, this theme, so the eclipses are January and February this year, but then this summer, starting July 12th, we have an eclipse July 27th and August 11th. So really the whole month between July 12th and August 11th, we're in this bubbling cauldron of really asking ourselves the question, what ingredients do we want to put into our bubbling cauldron of soup? And what ingredients do we want to take out? And what is really supporting our light? And what is really supporting revolutionary change in accordance with a reverence for all life and an honoring for all life? What needs to change? And what needs to change in ourselves as individuals so that we're really willing to step up and show up? And what needs to change in the world? And then we've got this very fertile energy all year with this water and this earth supporting change. Plant those seeds. Feel confident that the intuitive flashes that you are getting really are opening up the paths that you do really need to walk on. This is a year where you're really getting the downloads and you're really getting the information. And then synchronistic events are happening, so you meet the people you need to meet so that your seeds can be planted in fertile soil. So over the next 2 to 3 years, while Saturn is in Capricorn, they can really grow. Saturn in Capricorn is about being willing to do the work that is needed to set up new structures, new forms. So the only time that this can be really upsetting is when you're overly hard on yourself, thinking that you can't do it, or if you know what you need to do and you just won't do it. Then you begin to feel a sort of a sense of being highly pressurized. So luckily, the energy available to us is an energy of being willing to get up and do things. And there's going to be a lot of movement around you, a lot of social movements and new organizations and just the start and the birth of a lot of exciting new things. As I said, we've been seeded with a lot of new energy since 2010, but a lot of people have been really overwhelmed by it and even almost traumatized by how much change has been happening. And some of the change is energetic in ourselves, and we have to get used to it. And some of it's just all of the innovations in technology and the overwhelm of technology and the quickness that it's been changing. And what I want to tell you again is that this year, it's going to feel like you're getting more grounded with it, that you're able to work with things. Even I am starting to begin to get a new relationship to connect to technology and figure out what's going to work for me, and to do a little bit more with that. And so then we get the big pulses, Saturn moving into a new sign in December, and then this new moon on Tuesday. Big pulse wave of energy about bringing in this earthy, grounded manifestation energy. And then it's followed by this eclipse, which is bringing up a lot of emotion and a lot of new energy coming in again, creating a lot of change and potential for breakthrough. And then another pulse comes in. There's a lot more pulses, but if I told you every single one, you'd like throw the recording at the wall. So I'll say the next big pulse is in May. And right around May 15th, the planet Uranus moves into the sign of Taurus, another earth sign. Uranus stays in a sign for 7 years. So when it shifts into a new sign, it's a really big deal. Last time Uranus shifted into a new sign was the day that we had the earthquake in Japan, the tsunami in Fukushima. I don't want to say, and therefore we will have another earthquake, but Uranus is associated with sudden unexpected changes that are major. And what's very interesting about May 15th is that the moon will be a new moon in Taurus at the same time that Uranus moves into Taurus, and it's the same day that Mars moves into Aquarius. I know you're being like, oh my God, to a astro babble. What this means is there's this ignition that is really set off by this shift. So I want to share with you a little bit about Uranus. Uranus liberates us. It surprises us. It shakes us up to shake us awake. Uranus is all about innovation, awakening, change, movement. Uranus is the sky god. And the sky god is descending to Earth because Taurus is the Earth herself. Taurus is May. Taurus is about blossoming. Taurus is about abundance. Taurus is our relationship to our resources, to the Earth, to our finances, to our food supply. Taurus is everything that we experience as real and tangible. Taurus likes things to be stable. So with Uranus there, it's not that it destabilizes, but it brings in so much new energy to, kind of this very earthy, sometimes stuck energy that doesn't like to move. So that some of the places in our culture or in our life that haven't been able to shift and move and change and innovate and like realign with the new energies that are coming in, this is going to be helpful for that. Taurus is the goddess herself. Taurus is associated with Venus and beauty and sensuality. And I was having a conversation with a friend this morning, and we were talking about how worrying about the earth or earth changes isn't something that the divine being that is the earth particularly likes. What she wants is to be yummed up. She wants to be loved. She wants to be felt. She wants you to send your love into her, and she wants to send her love into you, and she wants you to feel it and get really juicy and yummy with it. All the trees, they want to be appreciated and savored and enjoyed. This is the energy of Taurus. It is about receiving and interacting with the beauty of the earth and that letting nature and sensuality really come alive. So with Uranus moving into Taurus, this liberating, innovating, awakening energy, there is really the possibility for a big change in consciousness around everything is alive and loving the earth and creating a path for so much of the new technology that has been birthed in the last 7 years of the Uranus cycle in fiery Aries to take root, to form. And so we're probably going to see a lot of innovative technology around food, around earth, around financial systems, or ideas, not just technology, but new ideas around, we're probably going to see all kinds of new currency that liberates us from old systems that have, Uranus is associated with Prometheus. Prometheus, remember, was the guy that stole the fire from the gods and brought it to the people. And so there's this really liberating, radical, revolutionary, egalitarian energy that's going into some of this energy that hasn't been willing and able to move. And it brings change as delicious with Taurus. Taurus is about, let's be delicious. Let's be dedicated to creating beauty. And let's be dedicated to being in appreciation and in gratitude. And let's be dedicated to really embodying these new energies that we haven't even been able to find words for. Let's live into it. And so you've got this stabilizing change that is being stabilized and brought into the earth through Saturn in Capricorn and Taurus, Uranus moving into Taurus. But I also just feel like I'd be remiss in saying that Uranus, it can be sometimes an out of control change, can be associated with like earthquakes, earth changes, but we already know that the earth is changing as a result of the massive climate change. That's not going to stop happening suddenly, but it is something that maybe we will start to see. Most likely a lot of the structures, the mass consciousness in people wake up to it, so that things need to change so that we can actually begin to deal with it in a more systemic way and to start to employ technology that has a chance of actually helping and supporting this, including things like, you know, bringing beauty, for example, permaculture gardens into cities. Taurus is about beauty, blossoming, flowers, sensuality. Uranus is explosive openings and awakenings. And so that's really good. So what else would I like to tell you about this year? I do want to talk a little bit about these new planets that were discovered, and they were actually discovered in like 2005, 6, 7, but they're starting to get more known. Whenever a new planet is discovered, it shifts our consciousness. Even if people don't know anything about astrology and they don't know anything about the planet, for example, when Chiron was discovered in the 1970s, we had really big shifts around like a birth of the holistic health movement that is still being moved forward. In fact, I forgot to tell you that Chiron is also shifting signs in May. So on May 15th, Uranus moves into Taurus, and on May 17th, Chiron moves into Aries. And again, Uranus can stay in a sign for 7 years. So it really ignites a huge change when that planet moves. And Chiron stays in a sign for 4 years. So you have two big planets changing energy, you know, between May 15th and 17th. So that's going to be a really big pulse of change. And when Chiron moves into Aries, I think we're going to see really rapid changes in our approach to health and healing, really moving forward what was birthed in the 70s and spiritual healing and energy healing and energy medicine, really moving forward in a rapid way, but also probably a lot of innovations in technology around medical care and all of that as well. So I want to talk about the planets. Haumea and Makemake. These are the planets that were named after indigenous gods, and they're the first ones to be named after indigenous gods. Makemake is a creator god on Easter Island, and Haumea is the mother of Pele. She's a Hawaiian creator goddess, and she is very fertile, gives birth to all kinds of new life forms. And both of these planets are associated with profound connection to nature. And Taurus is associated with profound connection to nature. And Makemake is associated with activism, you know. And in fact, John Muir, Teddy Roosevelt, Bill McKibben, and Thoreau all have, if you look at their charts, a strong connection to Makemake. So you see this lineup of this energy coming into our consciousness around taking care of the planet, giving birth to new life forms, giving birth to a new appreciation for nature, just a greater awakening around sensuality in our bodies and nature, and loving her up and appreciating her and savoring her, and also, you know, sudden changes that wake us up to our appreciation and how important nature really is to us. The second half of the year, we have Mars and Mercury and Venus moving retrograde. And retrogrades are times where things slow down and we need to kind of reconfigure, renew, regenerate, rewire, re-understand. And so the second half of the year, things will perhaps slow down, getting us ready for a lot of forward movement again in the autumn. So that's about it. I'm sitting with a friend of mine, and I just want to ask her if she thinks that there's anything I need to talk more about or explain more of.
I don't know.
Okay.
I love the idea of rather than worrying about earth changes, that we start really loving the earth up. I really like that idea.
Taurus, think of Taurus as a dog that loves to be petted. and that this, there's this blossoming and awakening of like love and yumminess and juiciness and, you know, and that the earth really wants our love and appreciation. And she wants, you know, no one likes to be worried about. When we worry about our kids, it's like we're cursing them. It's like we're sending negativity to them. We're sending them, I know you can't do this. I'm so worried about you. And so we, what we want to just do is be in love and appreciation and bring the earth into our lives. Create the nature tables, you know, take the workshops that help us have a better connection to our bodies and to our sensuality and our own earthiness, and really savor and enjoy the food and the abundance, and creating new forms of abundance is what Uranus in Taurus is all about. It's just amazing awakening. It's the positive. It's very positive. And I want to just say once again, having all this earth and all this water is really helping us for the first time at the turning of the ages, where we can really start to feel like we are starting to set things up, that the new earth energies are stirring and moving and teaching us how to create those new structures, even as we see things collapsing and unraveling with the old structures. As we pay more attention to what we're birthing, there can be a lot more celebration in that. And I will end there. Don't know how to end. Leave me there.